Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk Rappahannock adult activities this morning and the poinsettias and Christmas trees and get into all of that. Lots going on and lots to talk about. Our friend Alexis Fox from Rappahannock adult activities back with us this morning, the horticultural specialist. Alexis, great to have you here. Good morning. Thanks for coming up and coming in and getting up early this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
This is a lot going on and a lot of dates and a lot of things, and we'll get into all of that. But boy, it has been a different year for Rappahannock adult activities. But you have gone on, and it has really from the spring plant sale up until now, it's been a successful year.
We are trying our best. All of the people that work at Rappahannock adult activities are creative and we're flexible, so we have just made drastic changes. When we need to, our capacity for our individuals is not what it typically is. Yeah. But we are lucky to still have some of our individuals coming in and helping out and benefiting from our program.
Boy, you have to be, when you said you were creative and flexible, you've had to be creative and flexible. All of us have
had to this year,
but especially you, because you had to deal with really in the early days, you were just getting ready for the spring plant sale, and all of a sudden COVID hit.
Yes, and we were worried that we wouldn't be able to sell everything that we'd grown. And the spring sale is, as soon as it's over, we're planning next year. We're planning while we're selling, writing down what works and doesn't, getting our ideas from everyone. So that's our year-long labor of love.
Yeah.
Even though we're doing poinsettias and Christmas trees right now, we have plants outside for spring that we've already started. So it's really a year-long task. And going online and doing the curbside pickup worked beautifully. So we were happy to have been out.
You were one of the first to implement all that. I mean, you were doing it right along with as a lot of the restaurants tried to figure it out. And it really worked in the spring, and you've continued on.
Yes, and we're going to continue on with that, I think, from now on, that for some people, it's just easier for them, or if they have health issues or, anxiety about being around people. So it's one of those. We're hoping that when things calm back down, that the individuals can help us load people's cars and have fun with that, so they can still wave and say hi. And
Yeah. We're going to get into all the sales in just a second, but for those who are not aware, Rappahannock Adult Activities, I mean, you're working with and helping and providing really a place where adults with developmental disabilities are able to go to and work and help you out in so many ways.
Yes, we have a great time. We have a 5 sites, one for each of our counties, and we have a wide variety of individuals with different personalities and skill sets, and everything is geared towards that one person. Our goal every day is for each individual person to have the best day possible. So there's a lot of planning and figuring out what everybody likes and what they're good at, and it's great.
Well, and I know it has been a challenge this year just because of the numbers and with the virus, and there's just been a lot more to it this year than in just working out people's schedules and who can be there and how many can be there.
That is crazy, and we are lucky to have such good guidance from the people that I work with. And for the guys, it's one of those populations that are at a higher risk. So for us, it's very important that we take every precaution possible, because we love them all and just want everybody to be healthy and happy. And so we've taken lots of precautions.
Yeah, I remember in the early days, as we all were trying to learn about this and stay safe, the concern was how many, if anybody would be able to come this year, and you were able to work that out and have been able to go forward and even expand the program in so many ways.
Yeah. We're excited about future years and things will look up. The sun will shine.
It's great when you run into people like that, because it's so easy to look at things and just get tired.
Yeah,
but you're one of those people who have always had that positive outlook toward all this.
Yeah, and I think lots of people are tired right now. It's hard not to be. So we're just trying to bring joy every day in little ways. So this month it's Christmas trees and poinsettias and Christmas carols and singing, and we're just going all in.
You are somebody who just, I mean, you not only know so much about plants and things, but I mean you have a real you have both a love for the plants, but also are just so interested in working with the people that you work with. I mean, you're a great fit for what goes on at Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Yep. I've been in this field of work for close to 20 years now. Never what I intended to do, but I just fell in love, and it is something I love doing.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. There is a lot to talk about, because there are Christmas trees. We've got Christmas trees to talk about, poinsettias to talk about, and much more. And we'll get into just even the expanding of the program. We had talked about that about a couple months ago when you were in, and we'll talk about that again. Alexis Fox here. We're talking Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. Poinsettias and Christmas trees are our focus. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shuler.
Alexis Fox here this morning. We are talking Rappahannock Adult Activities, poinsettias and Christmas trees is where we're at. So run down what there are some dates to know, and this is the starter. Next week is really when a lot of the activity begins, but you've been getting ready for quite some time.
We have. So next week is when we start kind of delivering our poinsettias, and we have the poinsettias available. They're available online, or you can give us a call. And we have the poinsettias and the Christmas cactuses, and those we're just delivering, or you can pick up from our 750 location.
Okay, and 750 is on Route 3. I always use the Chatham Bridge as the landmark, but you can't use the Chatham Bridge. But you're going towards King George, and 750
yep.
Kings Highway is just a couple of miles once you turn on to Route 3 east.
Yeah, right after Ferry Farm.
Yeah, right. That's a better landmark. So okay, continue.
So we've got poinsettias now. So if anybody is looking for poinsettias, we're the place to call. We have four colors, red, white, pink, and a marble, and a variety of sizes. And then we have a poinsettia garden that is not on our website, but if you call, we will get you one. And then we have the Christmas cactuses out there. And I love Christmas cactus.
Now, what colors do they come in?
So we have a red, which really I feel like is more of a hot pink. They call it red.
Okay.
A white, and then a lighter pink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think I've ever had a Christmas cactus.
Yeah, they can last generations. There are people that have had their Christmas cactus for, you know, generations.
Really?
Really, yeah. Yeah, they're one of those great plants that you can put in your house, water once every 2 weeks, or when you think about it, and it's going to keep going. But it blooms around Christmas.
Okay,
that's why it's a Christmas.
As far as the poinsettias go, is red generally the color? I mean, that's really the color I see the most. Maybe a white one now and then.
So I feel like the red are the most popular, and you know, it's that traditional something we've seen all of our lives.
Yeah.
And it's just a great bright red. The white has been more popular in recent years, and I think that a lot of people like that monochromatic kind of look in their homes, the farmhouse decor, so that's been popular. But the pink ones, I kind of like the pink and the marble. They kind of change it up a little bit.
Okay.
Not your typical. I love them all.
I don't. Yeah. Yes. But I don't think I've. I've not seen many pink or marble.
They're not as popular. But
okay.
They're cool.
Now, you don't grow those, do you? Or do you get those in? Do you grow poinsettias?
So we have a few that we grow, but overall we order a bunch of them in.
Are they difficult to grow?
They are incredibly difficult to grow.
That's why I figured you didn't do it, otherwise you would.
Yeah, they need to be shaded. They have all sorts of funny little tricks with them. And for us, you have the guys in and out, you know, working on different things. They're a little more delicate to get started in. Sometimes that's hard for us to be delicate.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and I guess the interesting thing with poinsettias this year is churches are just in a different place right now. Some of them are still virtual or not. They may not. I would guess a lot of churches may not need as many poinsettias as in the past.
Yeah, and the churches, we are so lucky that the churches here in this area have been buying poinsettias from us for years, and they're also great. The guys love to go deliver them. Each church has a different feeling, so it's one of our things we look forward to is delivering all the poinsettias. But with churches not meeting, for us the sales just aren't there. And you know, we want everybody to be healthy and happy. And
yep. The you've done wreaths in the past too, haven't you?
We have, and we're doing wreaths again this year.
Okay, you do different sizes or is it one size?
So we have two things going on with the wreaths. We have wreaths that, like we did last year, that are just like your green kind of Fraser pine, and then we kind of add different things to them that's natural. Pretty much things we find in our yard.
Yeah.
Pretty them up. And then another cool thing that we have right now is the Master Gardeners Association here locally. They have made boxwood wreaths. So if you purchase a boxwood wreath from us, part of the money goes to us and part of the money goes to the Master Gardeners Association.
Okay.
To do different things. And those are boxwood, so like the little bushes that you typically see in people's landscapes.
Yeah.
And the boxwood wreath will last, quite a while. You could dress it up for...
Afterwards.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Look pretty on your door.
The, as you talk about this, but you are a versatile person because, in the spring, we talk about the spring plants and we talk about things that you have in the summer and then the fall with the mums and all. And now this, there's never a dull moment.
No.
when you're around you or your plants.
Nope. There is never a dull moment. We have something going on all the time.
As we've talked about the poinsettias, the cacti, the orders have to be placed for those, right?
Yes. So, because everything is different this year, Friday is really the last day that we're taking orders. If you might luck out, if you call us after, and we might have some
okay.
spares.
But this Friday,
our guarantee, if you definitely want them, our guarantee, if you call by Friday or order by Friday, we will have them for you. If you call after Friday, hopefully we can get them, but it might not be possible.
In a lot of these, it's because you're ordering a lot of these.
Yes, yep. We are ordering a lot of these, so the greenhouses, the big greenhouses, I don't know if they grew as many as normal based on everything going on. So they said get it in early and that's what we're trying to do.
And that is, if you're a church and you make plans as best as you can, but again, Friday is when you want to get these orders in.
Yep, Friday, and they're such a traditional look, and
they are.
So I'm hoping maybe people will bring back traditions that they haven't done in a while.
Well, you think especially with the poinsettias that they just add so much color to the season.
They do. They're beautiful. They add the color. It's that traditional, makes you feel Christmassy to look at them. So,
and the sales, all the sales or most of the sales go back to Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Yes.
And that's why we talk about this, just because of the good work that you do through the Rappahannock Community Services Board, and that's why you make these purchases. Whether you're buying the spring plant sale or the mums or whatever. Rappahannock Adult Activities and the Community Services Board are what you're helping.
Yes, and it is, we have a great time and we get to do lots of amazing things and every little bit helps. Every purchase helps, provide us activity and helps our funding. So we just appreciate everyone who comes out.
Well, and as tough a year as it's been, you think of the people that you're helping, the adults with the developmental disabilities, and you just think, where would they be without Rappahannock Adult Activities? This would be even a harder year for some of these families.
Well, and some of our families have not returned. We are about at half capacity in different areas. We've gotten very creative. So now we're doing like Zoom bingo and things with people who aren't able to come back, due to health issues or family concerns. So we're trying to stay connected with everyone in however ways. We've Zoomed more than we ever have before, and that's been an adventure figuring it out.
It is. It has been, and sometimes it's just tiring. You just wish for the face-to-face.
Yeah, but the guys have so much fun on the Zoom. I mean, you know, like, we do Zoom karaoke.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we have a whole – we're trying our best to stay connected and keep it fun.
So you have been able to – I mean, whether it's Zoom karaoke or Zoom bingo, I mean, those sound like – and that really is a way that you can keep connected.
And Zoom trivia, we have a whole – different every day. There's almost a different activity of ways that we can keep connected with each other, and so we've been doing a lot of that.
So do you just set up a time and a certain time where you all Zoom in and go
much
from there?
Yeah, you know, you get an email that says the following people have invited you to their Zoom trivia, and you just click on and yeah.
Well, how fun is that?
It is fun. Yeah, the guys made bingo cards that is everyone's faces, so that's super fun. We have to play blackout bingo so that everybody can see their face at some point.
Yeah.
But it's also that way that we kind of remember our friends who we're not seeing every day anymore. So that's been really fun.
That's what a great idea, though. What a great thing. And again, it's just another way that you're doing different things to keep everybody connected. Because again, it would be so easy just to say, see after this is over, but that would, in a lot of these cases, would be just a devastating thing to their growth.
Yep, and social interaction is important, you know, for everyone in some manner, and for some of the guys who are at home, we are, you know, pretty much what you get. So
yeah,
we want to make sure that we're staying as connected as possible.
Now, I have seen that when I've been there, and you're working with them. I mean, they really want to work with you and learn from you, and
yeah,
to be able to see Alexis is a big thing right now.
Yeah, yeah. For some of them, you know, just that Zooming is that's what they're getting for social.
And I'm sure for you too.
Oh,
to see them.
Yeah. Oh, it brightens my day when we do things like that. You know, at first it was eerie not having people
yeah.
around in just such a scary place. So, you know, that is the Zoom thing is something we genuinely look forward to.
Now, I remember, again, to go back to it was a cold day in March, and we were doing a video, and it was just so different because we've done those for years out there. And usually there's activity and the plants, and it really was, you know, you and Andy setting stuff up, and that was about it in those early days.
Yeah, yeah, it was a completely different feel. You know, the definite worry of what's going to happen next. So we just keep trucking and coming up with new ideas.
That is so cool, though. But I mean, for so many of us who just take Zoom for granted, of oh no, you know, another Zoom call, another something with Zoom, and you're able to do something with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've gotten creative and had a lot of fun. We'll do crafts. There's, I mean, a million things you can do on Zoom. Just because you can't necessarily see your people, doesn't mean you can't have some fun from a distance.
If people want to find out, is there a website, is there a place they can go to as we have talked about, whether it's the poinsettias, the cactus, all of this. I mean, we'll get into Christmas trees in a second, too. But is there a website or a Facebook page to go to?
So we have the RAAI Facebook page, which is Rappahannock Adult Activities Incorporated. Or then you can go to the RECSB website, which is a great website just in general. You know, they post all of our plant sale, what we got going on, but then they also post a lot of great things, you know, for parenting. They're doing virtual parenting classes, okay. That kind of stuff. So it's a great place to go for some resources and then find out about our plants as well.
Again, it's Rappahannock Area, csb.org yep. is the website, Rappahannock Area, CSB for Community Services Board.org, or go to the RAAI Facebook page, Rappahannock Adult Activities. Just type Rappahannock Adult Activities and you'll get there for Facebook. But again, as far as orders go for this, if you want to be sure to get it Friday,
you want to be absolutely positive that you want poinsettias, give us a call by Friday or an email or go online.
And you said the poinsettias come in different sizes, too.
They do. So we have small poinsettias that are 4.5 inches. So you guys here at the radio station, we fill those in. We're looking forward to that delivery. And then we have a 6.5-inch pot, an 8-inch pot, and a 10-inch. And the 10 inches are big.
They're big.
And it's the pot size, not, I think people think 10 inches and think, oh, but it's the pot size.
Yeah.
Really, the plant is a big plant.
How big do they, can they get poinsettias? Really big?
Like tree sized, yeah. Not that, here, but in tropical climate.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
That's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, they got that big, but you're, now that you say that, I think when you see things in certain tropical areas, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
How big are the cacti? How big are they?
So we have two sizes on those. Those are 4-inch and 6-inch. And once again, it's your pot size. I love the Christmas cactuses.
That's what you said.
I do.
I got to look them up.
They do great in the house, so I just leave it in the house. They bloom around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I look forward to.
And you said they last for generations.
They can last for generations, which I think is, like, people will their Christmas cactus.
Really?
Yeah.
They must not be much work.
No, they are not. So, I mean, it's one of those, if you forget to water it for a month, it should be okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, don't forget to water it for 6 months, but, you know.
Right. That is the great thing about cactus, that there's just not a lot.
Sharp like the cactus that you would think of. And then have a beautiful flower when they do bloom in December. So they're fun.
Okay. Christmas trees also are in the mix here. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll also talk just about some of these, we've done more shows this year, because usually we always do the spring plant show, but we have done more just because you are doing much more.
We are.
And we'll talk about that coming up, too, when we come back. Alexis Fox is here, the horticulture specialist with Rappahannock Adult Activities. Again, go to Rappahannock Area CSB.org for information, or go to the Rappahannock Adult Activities Facebook page. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Alexis Fox in this morning with the Rappahannock Adult Activities. I didn't ask you, I'm sure, a couple of things. First of all, real Christmas tree or artificial Christmas tree at home?
Me?
Yes.
So, I have real trees.
That's what I thought. If you'd said artificial, I would have, I think, fallen over.
Yeah, no, so for the kids and I, we have always kind of gone out and gotten our tree out of our yard.
Yeah.
Or we'll go up to a Christmas tree farm. Now, obviously, we go to Roxbury, and that is part of our family tradition.
Yeah.
But we make, like, we take our tomato cages and use zip ties and cedar, and, you know, we do the real stuff all over
that. Okay. Well, that's what I figured, that there would be. Yeah. But I just thought I would ask.
Yeah.
If you had said artificial, I would have just looked at you and said, Alexis.
And the real trees are actually better for the environment than the plastic ones.
Better for the environment. Is
better
that,
for the environment.
How so?
Because with the plastic, there's all the emissions and things. And with your real tree,
you can
plant another one. And then you can use them with artificial reefs, you know, and ponds. And there's all sorts of uses for them. So
the thing to remember with this is the time of year we always hear about with real Christmas trees. Be sure to water them this time of year.
Be sure to water them.
Plenty of water.
Yeah, especially if you buy it early.
So, are there any other little things that you have around your house that sort of says I'm a horticultural person?
I'm sure. You know, I'm kind of a crazy plant lady. this time of year, I have a magnolia, so we'll make magnolia garland. That kind of stuff. There's always something different, and different plants in the house and things I propagate a lot. So,
yeah. Okay, and it sounds like when you were talking, do you have any Christmas cactus around?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I have a Christmas cactus. I don't actually spend much time in my living room. I have a sunroom that I spend a lot of time in, and sometimes I don't go in the living room for quite a while, and I'll see my Christmas cactus on the mantle and think, ooh, I haven't watered that for about 6 or 8 weeks, and I water it.
Time to do that. Takes off.
Had it for years now. It's still plugging right along. So that's why it's one of my favorites.
Well, during the break, you did show me a picture of a Christmas cactus, and I have seen those. I guess I just didn't realize that was what that was.
Yeah. They have a Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, and I believe there's actually an Easter one, but I don't know that I've ever seen that. You can tell the difference based on the leaves and when they bloom.
The other thing we've not talked about this morning is Christmas trees, because you're able to the Christmas trees will be available at Roxbury downtown.
Yes. Yep, starting the day before Thanksgiving, so November 25th is when the Christmas trees will be at Roxbury, and we look forward to this. Our individuals, there's a lot of things with Christmas trees that they can't necessarily help us with, so we love that people from other programs come and help us.
Okay.
So we think that's fun, the opportunity to hang out with them and spend time with them. And then our individuals are planning to come down and sing some karaoke Christmas songs. They are jazzed about it. So
I bet. Do you know when that's going to be?
I don't have dates yet. We're working on it, but the individuals tell us what they want to do a lot. And that was one of the – we want to come sing – Christmas songs, and I was like, come be the carolers.
That would be fantastic.
So it's going to be fun.
You'll have to tell me when that is. I'll come over and record them, just because I think that would be really great. So the hours that Christmas trees will be available at Roxbury?
So the hours are from noon to 6.
Okay. And you said that starts on
the 25th,
right, the day before Thanksgiving.
And we're going to take Thanksgiving and Black Friday off.
Okay.
But then, you know, that Saturday we will be up and running, and but we're taking a 2-day break to spend time with our families.
That makes sense. And again, you talk about getting a Christmas tree and helping a program. Helping Rappahannock Adult Activities and what you do, and getting a Christmas tree there—it's a great mix.
And it's so much fun to be at Roxbury and downtown. And there's, when we did it last year, there were people who, that's part of their family tradition. They have always gone to Roxbury and gotten their tree. So we were very happy to be there and meet so many different people and help them pick out their tree. It was fun.
It was great last year to just go by there and see that there were, because it had been everything closed in the summer, and it had just been kind of sitting there, and to have the trees out, it was great to see.
Yep. So we're gonna have the trees out again. We're using the greenhouse here in a couple months for our spring sale, and we'll have the wreaths. We'll have pine roping out there.
Okay, there'll be plenty of stuff.
Yeah, and hot chocolate and Christmas carols.
and all at Roxbury. I mean, says Fredericksburg.
It does. I just love looking at the buildings there.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. It is just to walk around. That was one of the things when it closed. It was sad because I'd like to go there just because of just the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yep. And with Andy, and he's such a bright personality. You know, it'll always be a party.
Definitely. Yeah. So again, the day before Thanksgiving is when Christmas tree sales will start at Roxbury. So you can go, if you want to, go there next on Wednesday, get your Christmas tree, decorate it up, and if you have anybody over on Thanksgiving, you have a Christmas tree.
Yeah. And we're looking at having Fraser firs. I know we have those. Those are the Christmas trees that people seem to prefer.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it.
And I guess you'll have all different sizes, things like that.
Yeah. I think we'll have a variety. We're excited about it. We don't know until they show up.
Again, all the information on this is RappahannockAreaCSB.org, or go to the Rappahannock Adult Activities Facebook page, and you will find out all kinds of information on this. Alexis Fox here on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We talked about, just as you have really expanded, so you're really in the process of expanding some programs, and I'm excited about what next year brings, because usually we don't do a show like this, but things are changing and have expanded, and while you are all these months with the virus and all, you and Andy have looked at the program and have come up with really an ambitious plan and a lot of fun for next year.
Yeah, we're excited about spring and everything that we have going on. It's fun. We love being down at Roxbury, and we're hoping to be down there selling our spring plants, and that's where people will come shop and pick them out.
So you've already started. I know that you have like a master list of when things have to be planted.
We do. We have a
and in some cases
list.
You've already started.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of things planted perennial wise. That we hadn't done in years before. So next year we will have a lot of perennials. They are planted. I am getting ready to go over with the girls today and kind of move them so that they're gonna winter better. And then the greenhouses, we've got house plants in there right now. Some spider plants, some things we propagated, different tropical stuff. So we're excited.
Does everything get grown at 750 Kings Highway, or do you do it in some other locations too?
We have the two greenhouses at 750 Kings Highway. We have one out in Caroline County.
I thought there was one in Caroline.
Yep. And then the Roxbury greenhouse is going to be up and running. So we will start growing plants out of there at the end of January.
It must be quite the feeling, especially when you think about during really cold weather or snowstorms and all, to go into that greenhouse and look at things and just know – Someday soon, these are going to be growing.
Oh, it's
outside.
Exciting! Like in January and February, when you see the little seedlings start to sprout out, and you know, you just know, and it's happy. And
I've been there in years past when there's been the planting, and the guys have been there helping plant, and there is just nothing like it. The year I saw it up really up close, they were so excited about things.
They get excited about it. Yeah, it's exciting. They go through the whole process with us, so we look forward to all sorts of things, and every little task has a different meaning or job for someone. So it's a lot of fun. It's a happy place to be.
Well, and you talk about a happy place. I mean, you think about it with talk of a vaccine, and nobody knows timeline when things are going to happen. But you do think that by spring, some things might be happening. And you couple that with the plant sale and with spring, and it really is something to look forward to.
It is. And regardless of what's going on with the virus, we have been adaptable. And even if we have to start plants individually with volunteers starting them at home, and we pull them in that way, we're idea people, so we got notebooks full of things we could do.
I've seen your notebook. Your notebook is just amazing as far as just every little detail about some of these plants.
We love the plants, and every year I get excited about something different that we're doing or a new one. So we all get excited.
Well, when you started a minute into this program when we were talking about just what it's been like this year, when you said we're creative and flexible.
Yeah.
and that is the word. So really, over the course of next year, it's not going to be just the because you talked about the perennials and there'll be the spring plant sale, but you've got plans for various different sales and plants that will carry on through the year.
Yes, we're always looking for something, and it seems like even in the winter, like with Valentine's Day, holidays are big for our guys. They love them. So you know, we do flower bouquets and they arrange, and we've always got something going on. There's always a different time to start something, or we keep busy.
Well, that's interesting too. Just when you talk about Valentine's Day and things to do, and I can now even envision getting an email from you saying, "Guess what? We're going to do this," or, you know, because you're always coming up with things.
Yeah, we did a Valentine's bouquets last year, and it was a much bigger hit with the individuals than I ever realized. They loved cutting, they loved arranging and putting them in the vases, and we did deliveries for those too, and they love the deliveries. They love to just knock on somebody's door and
see people.
And see the people.
Yeah.
And we're still delivering poinsettias this year, so it'll be a little social distance. You know, we might knock on your door and leave the plant and wave at you instead of the physical contact. But they love that part. They love you know, they like to help, and it's fun. We have so much fun.
Well, one of the things, and I saw the fall, I saw the mums up close, the mums that you had, and both you and Andy kept telling me, I've seen it, I've bought some mums in the past, and they have just lasted and lasted. But and you said these are the best mums around, and it was true. I went around and saw different places that either had mums or people that had them, and I thought you missed out. Out at 750 Kings Highway, the mums that you had, and just the volume of them. I mean, it was a beautiful place just as far as all the colors went, but and you taught me the best time to get mums.
Yeah. We are busy all the time, and it's that thing. It makes us really excited for each different season. So, and as soon as the spring sale wraps that week, we are planting mums and asters, and then we wait a couple of weeks, and we got the few poinsettias that we grow ourselves going in, and it's we keep busy.
It's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment, no.
Well, and you hope next year that as things open up, that you'll be able to have some of the help that you get, and some of the people in the program will be able to return.
Yes. So we do have people at the program, but we follow all guidelines and have, you know, pretty strict rules. So we're looking at some creative ways to get, like the master gardeners who help us in some aspects. We're looking at creative ways to keep that going, so that we can have the connections and the help, but maybe not all on site. So we're looking at different options. We're excited. Yeah.
Well, you're already doing Zoom bingo and Zoom karaoke.
That's right.
And trivia.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good start on things.
Yeah. We have fun.
Rappahannock Area CSB.org, the website to go to find out more about this. Rappahannock Area CSB.org, or go to Rappahannock Adult Activities. Their Facebook page has lots of information too. Alexis Fox here this morning. We will wrap it up. We'll come back and again talk about the poinsettias, the Christmas trees, the cacti, and the wreaths and all of that you can get and when you should get them, because the time is running short. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Dave the Computer Guy saying thank you, Fredericksburg, for voting Techs in the Burg the best in the Burg in internet technology. It is such an honor to be recognized for our commitment to excellence, our customer service, and our pledge to deliver the best service at affordable prices. We offer managed support with 24/7 monitoring and maintenance. Not a client yet? Then go with the best. Techs in the Burg. Give us a call at 540-371-2874.
Hi, I'm Kim Burrow. My daughter, Jessica Story, a 30-year-old Fredericksburg native, is in the fight of her life against ALS. There is no cure. Please help us provide for her medical needs and family by visiting B1015.com, keyword Jessica. Let's make a difference.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer symptoms can be a new cough that doesn't go away, coughing up blood, chest pain, hoarseness, and shortness of breath. Learn more symptoms at cancer.mwhc.com. Mary Washington Healthcare, here for you.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock Adult Activities are focused. Alexis Fox here this morning, the horticulture specialist at Rappahannock Adult Activities. And I'll let you run through because there's all kinds of... Friday is really the date that you want to keep in mind if you're wanting to order a number of these things.
That's right. So if you want poinsettias or Christmas cactuses, those we need the order by Friday. So even if you think, oh, I might, you should just call.
Yeah.
And then after Friday, if you give us a call, we may or may not have them. We're going to start delivering here in a couple weeks. We can deliver. The guys look forward to that. We're going to try our hardest to do social distancing delivery where we'll leave it on your porch.
Mm-hmm.
Less of the contact than we've had before. And then starting the day before Thanksgiving, which is November 25th, which is next week. Time flies.
You're not kidding.
We will be down at Roxbury. We will have at least two different kinds of wreaths, some roping, and the Christmas trees. So we're excited about it.
Wow. To know that they'll be to start seeing the Christmas trees around in lots like that and to see them in at Roxbury is gonna become really real at that point.
Yep, and we'll be there 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or no, noon to six. Noon to six, sorry.
Noon to six. Okay. And again, the poinsettias, red, white, pink, and marble are the colors.
Yeah, and they're beautiful and traditional.
They are very traditional, and you said the Christmas cacti were red, white, and pink.
Yes, red, white, and pink, and they're not easy to kill. So
there, if you're somebody like me,
you want to try a house plant for something new, this is a great time to add a house plant.
Maybe that's what I could do to get some confidence, because I can leave it. Either I'll forget to water it, or I'll leave it in a window where there's too much sun on it, or there's not enough sun, or there's a number of things.
These ones are fairly easy, though. And plants will adjust. So they don't have the ability in nature, if you think about it, to get up and move.
Mm-hmm. So, they grow.
Yeah, because they're rooted in.
Oh, you're right.
So wherever you put a plant, it's going to try its best to adjust.
Okay. And I guess as far as, especially as we talked about the poinsettias and the ordering them by Friday, if you're a church and you usually do this and you're not sure how many you should get, Just call. What's the number to call if someone wants to call you?
So the number to call is 540-226-2949.
Okay. 226-2949.
Yep.
And you can walk somebody through what they might need or what they should get.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you, every plant matters for us. So, I mean, even if you think I just want maybe one, you know, every $5, $10 that, you know, you spend genuinely helps us. So even if you don't need a lot, or, you know, I mean, they could be great Christmas gifts for people, or mm-hmm. just that bright color, happy, there's a million reasons to buy a poinsettia.
Yeah. And like you said, it doesn't matter how, you know, how many you get, you're helping the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities and what you do with, adults with developmental disabilities.
Yeah.
And especially in this time.
Yeah.
This is a tough time.
It's a crazy time, and we're doing our best.
Well, and that's what's exciting, that you've been able to do that. And we have had a great year of talking about just these different plant sales, and here we go again with everything really, really ramping up. But again, Friday for the poinsettias
Friday
and the cactus.
Friday for the poinsettias, and then we're going to be starting the rest of it Wednesday the 25th down at Roxbury, and that should be a fun time. I encourage people just to swing by and say hi.
Yeah, 540-226-2949 if you want to call and talk about it, or go to RappahannockAreaCSB.org or go to the Rappahannock Area Adult Activities Facebook page. Alexis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks for talking about this, and I look forward to many more of these shows. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
That's it. Thank you for listening this morning. We will see you tomorrow. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.